I'm going to welcome in Richard Solon to the Robin Hood Radio. And I've known Richard now for a while. And the reason I called Richard and wanted to have him come on the air is many of you people know my history as a broadcaster. For 2.5 years, I was a traffic reporter for WKNY in Kingston, New York, called The Spy in the Sky. And in those 2.5 years, I learned how to fly. I got my solo pilot's license. I flew Monday through Friday of 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon, 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, 5 days a week for two and a half years under the tutelage of Hank Kramer. And I've always loved airplanes. I've always loved small airplanes and also community airports. And Richard right now, of course, is the head of the Great Barrington Airport. Richard, first of all, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you very much. Welcome aboard.
Like I said, I got my indoctrination to small airports at the Kingston Airport, which is right at the foot. One side of the airport runway is a bridge, and the other side is a housing development. I learned how to fly in Cessna 152, ended up flying 172s. For the next 2 years doing traffic reports, and found flying to be one of the most amazing things around. And the guy who, by the way, owned the airport at the time was a big pilot for a major airline. Richard, first of all, how did you become interested in flying, first of all?
Oh, when I was a kid at 5 years old, my father was an Air Force mechanic on airplanes, worked on B-17s and on P-51s, and he always loved aviation, and he took me down to the old Canaan Airport, Fred Zagalos Field, and Ken Cusack gave me my very first ride when I was 5 years old, and right that and then I said, I know what I want to do for a living, and that's all I wanted to do is fly for a living, and I've been doing it since 1972.
Wow, and for those people that don't know, you're flying the big planes out there. You've got routes that go from the United States to Europe and back and stuff. So this became really quite a vocation for you, and what a career.
It was a career. I just retired from American Airlines. I was a senior check airman on the Boeing 777 for 22 years, and I got hired with American in the spring of 1984, and I retired on my 65th birthday, which was August 4th, and I've had, all over the world, Asia, South America, Far East, all of Europe, and some places in between, but my true passion has always been here at the Great Barrington Airport, teaching people how to fly new eagles, getting them into the air.
And that's what Hank Kramer did with me. He used to fly me when we did the reports, and he said, heck, this is a waste of my time. I'm going to teach you how to fly so you can fly these reports yourself. One of the things that caught me and got me early on, I used to fly in with Hank to, he used to do IBM drop-offs in slightly bigger planes than we were in. But we flew into New York and into New York one night and flew out, and I was just dumbstruck about how beautiful New York City and that whole environment looked when you flew in at like 2,000 feet to land at one of the big airports. That hooked me on flying for the rest of my life.
They have this one. They have the VFR corridor down there where you can go down the Hudson River, start north of the Tappan Zee, the old Tappan Zee, the Cuomo Bridge now, and go all the way down to the end of the bay. You could circle the Statue of Liberty at 1,100 feet, and then as you're flying northbound, you're below the tops of the buildings there at 1,100 feet, and it's quite a sight, especially at nighttime. The city is absolutely gorgeous, and even during the daytime, you get to fly over the Intrepid and other things right down the Hudson River, and that's a good thing. A lot of people here at the airport like to do. They get their license, and then it's a nice take friends sightseeing on a nice day where you can just go right down the Hudson River, 1,000 feet and see all New York City and circular Statue of Liberty at 800 feet and then hit the Verrazano Bridge and turn around and head northbound.
We're speaking with Richard Solon. Now for the details. I was a little upset when I read an article in the Berkshire Eagle. The Great Barrington Airport has been around for a long, long time, just like when I was in Ulster County, the Kingston Airport. At one point, some members of the Ulster County Legislature wanted to build a county airport, and Hank Kramer said, well, why are you going to do that? We're paying taxes. And anyways, they ended up not doing it, and the airport's still there. And you are starting to have some problems there. But it appears you've got the town on your side. What you're asking to do up there, to me, just seems to be part of the proper way of owning an airport. Explain exactly what you want to do with your proposition that was, by the way, approved by portions of the town government.
What we do is we just want to build six hangars. We have 47 airplanes based here at the airport, and we have a couple community hangars, and a lot of the airplanes are based outside, exposed to the weather, and some of the airplanes are anywhere from $40,000 to $1 million in value. And we just want to get private garages for the airplanes. Right now we have a community hangar, and if somebody in the corner wants to come out, we have to pull five airplanes out, so that's time-consuming on our part, and also you get the chance of hangar rash. You know what that is.
Yeah.
And this if you have your own individual hangar, it's safer for the airplanes, it's safer for the community, it's safer for the environment, and that's all we were doing is we're just asking permission to build six hangars. Each one is 7,500 feet or less, and they'll hold six airplanes in their own individual T style. So they have their own individual door, their own individual walls, and it's just a garage for an airplane, just to protect the investment for the buyer.
And what people don't realize about the airport, before we go into the history of the airport, is you're already one of the most regulated pieces of land that there's going to possibly be.
Yeah, well, we're pre-existing non-conforming.
Yeah.
The airport started here in 1909. The two farmers had, it was a farm of field potatoes and onions, and they picked up a couple airplanes, and there's been an airplane on this property since 1909. 1918, it was about when they turned it into an airport. 23, it was designated an airport. In 1931, the town of Great Barrington adopted it as, and they had a big ceremony for the dedication of the great town of Great Barrington's airport, GBR, and zoning went into effect the following year, so we're pre-existing non-conforming, so anytime we want to do something, we have to go through the special boards of appeals, and then it's an extra step for us, but, you know, it keeps everybody in check.
So let's talk about what are the prospects for getting these hangars built for you? Are they good? Because it appears to me, reading the newspaper story, that zoning finds the plan to be sound. What do you think the chances are? I know some neighbors are not happy at all, but what do you think the chances are that you can actually get this done?
We're going to go through the process, and we'll accept whatever the town says. We have a crack team of engineers and lawyers that are working with the regulations for the building codes and for the environmental regulations. We've met every one of the rules and regulations so far, because the Special Board of Appeals, they had an unanimous vote to pass it on to the Board of Selectmen for the approval for the hangars.
Now, what's your feeling about small airports? My whole feeling about small airports is they are such a boon to the community, because not only do they provide a service, but they provide the ability, and this is something that you do a lot up there, to train people also to fly.
Yeah, we're one of the biggest flight schools around. Pittsfield's not doing it anymore. North Adams isn't really doing it. Columbia County's not doing it. So the next place that you have to go for flight lessons is up in Bennington, Vermont, South Albany, Westfield, Mass., and all the way down to Danbury or Waterbury, Connecticut, and Kingston. So that whole area around those circle is no airports for training. And our airport's too small to get jets in here, and we know that. We'll never expand. We've got a county road at one end and private property at the other end, and there's no issue with it. We would never be able to expand even if we wanted to. It'd be too expensive. And so our piece of the pie is teaching pilots how to fly. But the town of Great Barrington, the advantages for the airport here now is we have LifeStar comes in 2 to 3 times a week. Sometimes they come in at 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes they come in during the daytime. We had one here just the other day, when they're transporting passengers, patients from here to Albany Medical Center, from here to Bay State or to Hartford Hospital. And because the hospital is in an area where they can't land helicopters, they come out and use the airport.
Now, also, you have mechanics, and I mean, this is you have a full operation here. You employ people. I mean, this is an actual active local business in the community.
Yeah, we have 12. We have 12 full-time employees that we have working for us. We have a major airplane and a power plant maintenance shop, and we get people from all over. Because Jeff Dodge, our head mechanic, who used to work for United when he was out in California, came back here, and we hired him, and people trust him. We have people from Long Island come in to do their maintenance here, Kingston, New York, and Albany, and all around. They come in because they really like the airport, and they like the services that we have, and it's just a nice area. People come in for an oil change, and we have three courtesy cars, so we let them take the cars into town while they're doing, you know, an hour, 2 hours worth of maintenance on their airplane, and they go in town and they buy lunch and they shop in the stores and stuff. So we have three courtesy cars that we let people take into town all the time for the use of the town of Great Barrington.
We are talking with Richard Solon, once again, the Great Barrington Airport. Now, just a few moments, give us a little bit of history, because the history was not always called. It wasn't always called the Great Barrington Airport.
Originally, the joke was it was called Anywhere's Field, because it was an open field and you can land anywhere you wanted. When the airplanes first came back here in 1909, they were tail draggers, and they didn't have wheels on it. They had skids, so a lot of times you had to pull the airplane into the position that you wanted to take off, add power, and then it'd take off. But you could always take off and land into the wind, because it was just, like I said, it was named Anywhere's Airport. Then they had two runways, 1-1 and 2-9, and 5 and 2-3 were both grass strips up until the late 50s and the mid-50s, and then Walt Clausen, who bought the airport in 1944 until he died in 2004. He paved the runway 1129, which is the major runway. It's 2,700 feet, and the grass runway is now non-existent right now. It's just the one paved runway.
And you have done, you have hosted community events there as well, fundraisers. I know every year the bike and fly in and things like that.
Yeah, we do. We offer the airport to anybody. The Du Bois Institute, when they have their yearly meeting and the for W. Du Bois, they use our airport, and then they have buses take them down to the place where he was born, right down the road, because there's not parking down there. The state police use it for practicing strips, throwing strips across the runway with cars. We close the airport for a couple hours. Fire department uses it for search and rescue, and also for practice for aviation spills, if there was a spill, or spills not only for here, but would be for a gas station, because they can't do it in Main Street. But we close the airport, and then they set up, you know, they turn on garden hoses, pretend it's fuel, and they have to, you know, get it all swapped up. Military uses it for medical evacuations, and the Forestry Service has used it for parking lots, so they can take buses up to the top of Mount Washington for their meetings and what they have to do for Forestry Service for the state of Massachusetts. And then the Rotary Club, they were usually making anywhere from $12,000 to $20,000 an event here for local scholarships, and there's also a couple races in the springtime and the fall that we allow them to start and stop the races here at the airport, because it's out in the country and they don't have to worry about blocking the main roads in the center of town for a start and stop point.
I guess what I wanted to get across is that there's a difference between certain airports. This is a community airport that really is open for the community and benefits it, and just people that are listening now probably never had any idea the benefits that that airport brings to the area.
Well, we have it, you know, with the COVID-19, a lot of people, you know, New Yorkers, New Jersey, and people in the city have rented places up here. And being a private airport, you know, we don't have any security fences or anything like that. It's just a nice little private community airport. And people come out and have been having picnics every day, socially distancing for this. And they just going, like, they can't believe the beauty of the airport, the area. We keep, my son Joe is the general manager, and he keeps it in pretty good shape. And we allow people to go out to the airplanes, and Joe and myself will put people in an airplane, kids from the city that never been able to touch an airplane, let alone see one other than an airliner flying overhead. We give them all little toy gliders to fly around, and they just are at awe at the friendliness of the airport and the town of Great Barrington. So.
Well, I think it's great. I think you're doing a bang up job. I am a big supporter of local community airports like this. Like I said, I never would have gotten my ability to fly and do what I did without the Kingston Airport. I just think it's an important segment that sometimes people tend to overlook. If people want to learn how to fly now, like, what's the telephone number? How can they contact you?
We have 99 intro flights, $99 for the first hour flying, and you can call us at 413 528-1010. Carrie Anderson is our office manager, and she will answer the phone and set up a lesson. We have a designated Pell examiner, Peggy Loeffler, on field, and I'm teaching here full time now. I've been teaching since '75, and I got my start here at Great Barrington. You know, my parents, they worked in Canaan, and I couldn't really afford it, but I became a line boy here back in the '70s and worked my all way up, and I got all my ratings here, and I wound up flying, 75, 76s, 777s, Boeing 727s, all around the world for American Airlines for 34, 35 years. And my start came from a small airport. And we've had over 250 pilots in the last, 35 years at work for airlines right now that has started flying out of here at Great Barrington Airport.
Absolutely amazing. Richard, keep us updated on how things are going there, and good luck getting those hangars built.
Thank you very much, Marshall. I really appreciate your support, and I know that you're big in aviation because, I've been in touch for years about your flying, and, anytime you want to go for a ride, just come on up here. I'll be glad to take you up.
We'll do it, Richard. Take care.
Okay, thank you very much, Marshall.
Richard Solon from the Great Barrington Airport here this morning on Robin Hood Radio.